It's 88.5 KCSN. Nick Harcourt, it's your host for the morning show, and I love it when I press all the right buttons, and we have Gogo Bordello in studio this morning. Welcome, guys.
What's happening, yo?
You know, we're getting you up bright and early on a beautiful cloudy day in the San Fernando Valley, which doesn't happen very often.
Wicked, wicked, man.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, of course.
You're going to play us a couple of songs, then we're going to come back and talk about the new album, right?
Let's do it, man.
All right, go for it. It's Gogo Bordello live on KCSN.
My birth I can hardly remember, but I remember from the start my midwives looking at each other. This boy is born with singing heart, all doors for him will fly wide open, for everybody loves a nut. It's true, once they threw me in trenches, frontline amigos sure love that. Na-di-da-da-da-do-dum, na-da-da-da-da-do-dum. Malandro, malandro, malandrino, trufalado, trufaldo, trufaladino. Malandro, malandro, malandrino, I was born with singing heart. Malandro, malandro, malandrino, trufaldo, trufaldo, trufaldino. Malandro, malandro, malandrino, I was born with singing heart. Those midwives were like politicians, to bickering they're so prone. One said life is beautiful gift, boy. Other one said government loan. I still don't know which one is right, girl, but you know I don't really care. I've got to keep my heart a-singing, and for that anything I'll dare. Oh, for that anything, anything I'll dare. Malandro, malandro, malandrino, trufalado, trufaldo, trufaladino. Malandro, malandro, malandrino, I was born with singing heart. Malandro, malandro, malandrino, trufalado, trufaldo, trufaladino. Malandro, malandro, malandrino, I was born with singing heart.
Trains swiftly rolling by.
once I showed her my first song. Above the street were all the crazy dreamers, still talking nonsense all night long. But I've been watching trains swiftly rolling by. I've been jumping them without long goodbyes to uncover who's alive and how to break down well. Next, 'cause if you keep on watching trains swiftly rolling by, one day you will be gone without long goodbye to uncover rules of life and how to break them well, and a key to your Gonzo Turbo Gypsy Autopilot and your own story to tell.
It's 88.5 KCSN. Nick Hark got your host on the morning show. We got Gogo Bordello in-house. They're doing pretty good for a rainy valley morning. Thanks for coming in, guys. Eugene, you got the mic, right?
Yes, man.
So, I like the way you say that. Say that again.
It only comes when it comes.
Oh, come on. I'll get you before we wrap up. We had a Scottish person here doing a Nick Harcourt impression the other day. Maybe we can get you to do one of those before we finish up.
All right, deal.
So the new album, obviously, it's out. It's called Pura Vida Conspiracy.
Yeah.
Sixth studio album, I do believe.
Uh-huh.
First one for ATO.
Yes.
And you've been in town doing pretty good this week over at the Fonda Theater, three nights.
Yes, it's a big Gogol Bordello takeover.
What's it like to set up in one venue for a chunk of time like that? It's got to be fun, right?
It's great because you actually get to have three different nights with, you know, your whole display, your full arsenal, you know, kind of break up all the. I mean, we have, as you said, six albums. That's like, wow, that's about 100 songs, you know.
So you've been spicing it up, obviously, over the three nights.
Big time, yes.
Now, when you're normally on tour, do you do that or do you normally just have a fixed set?
Actually, write a set in about 10 minutes to the stage time. There's nothing like panic and stress of adrenaline right before the stage. That seems to have the best decisions for the stage.
So how many songs do you play usually in a set?
Wow, it ranges. Probably around 20.
Okay, so 10 minutes before the set, you're like, okay, we're going to play these 20 out of our 100 songs?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of bickering about that goes on in the band.
Yeah.
Constantly. But, you know, it's like there's collective consciousness of the band where it's like, that's our favorite, that's our chart at the moment.
No, I just want to focus on the bickering. No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. So tell us about this album. I mean, the band's been around, what, like a dozen years now, something like that?
Actually, yeah. Well, depends how you count it, because it was originally acoustic band, and then we came full circle when you see us like this. This is actually how it started, and then it became a whole electric orchestra over the course of like four or five years. So yeah, altogether about 12 years, yeah.
Something like that. And then, obviously, as we met a little while ago, and we're talking about there's an Eastern European contingent, but the band is actually, as you pointed out, quite an international collective.
Yeah, actually, we're literally covering five continents. Tomas, who represents Ethiopia, is not here with us at the moment, but, you know, so we got Africa, we got Elizabeth from China, Pedro is from Ecuador, Pasha and Sergey is from Russia, Pasha is from a lot less important country called Belarus.
Oh, be careful, man.
Yes, yes. It's like, you know. It's
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah. Well, you can say that. You can say that because when Russia pulled out, they took all the guns with them, right?
Belarus has guns. Pasha always carries a gun. It's like, you think those are accordion straps? Those are actually gun straps that goes under his shirt.
Now, you were also telling me, and I found this really interesting because I, you know, don't have very much experience with the whole talent show format, but every single person in this band has won their country's version of American Idol, is that
absolutely
right?
Absolutely. Pedro is a winner of a Latin American Idol competition. And Pasha, respectively, Belarusian Idol.
So you guys are like One Direction.
Well, we were exactly the same. We were analytically designed by this clever guy. I forgot his name. You know, he was paid to be, you know, big bucks to put this together. And we have two guys actually who are here from LA, Oliver and Michael. So LA is actually not so, you know, it's like our 46th hometown.
Well, it's great to have you guys in the studio this morning. I know when this was suggested, I was like, yeah, we got to get those guys in. That sounds like fun. And so far, so good.
Thank you. Wicked, wicked.
So tonight's the last night at the Fonda. It's been interesting how they're sort of, they had Moby there for three nights last week.
Uh-huh.
And they seem to be doing that a lot more at the Fonda now, where they'll get somebody in there for a couple of nights in a row. Pomona.
Yes.
At the Fox Theater on Friday. And then for all of our Las Vegas listeners, Saturday at the Cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. And any TV stuff coming up? Monday, Arsenio Hall. I think I've covered everything. Anything else I need to be talking about here?
Just, you know, is there a book? Problems, Future of Humankind.
Is there a book?
Things like that. Yeah, there's many books. There's many books.
I'm going to let you wrap things up for us. What's the last song you're going to play for us?
I think we'll do this song from a new record called Amen.
Okay. And can you give us a little insight into this song?
Yeah, it's kind of comes out, I guess, from accumulative. You know, the lifestyle that we live involves a lot of comings and goings and from many different continents. And it kind of, it's about perhaps a personal life of a sailor. And
I wondered why you were wearing those funny pants when you came in.
Yeah? You think these are funny? Come and see the show, man.
All right, listen, it's great having you guys in here. Wrap it up for us. It's Go Go Bordello on the morning show with Nick Harcourt and then Jim Nelson at the top of the hour. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you. Here we come.
Again, amen. And we sigh again. two of us, no one can undo. Amen. So we touch again, amen. And we dance again. Cause I know you, I know you, I know you better than you do. Oh.